This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of human bite from the hand section on orthobullets.com. A human bite is the third most common bite behind dog and cat bites. It is more common in males, and as far as location, it is typically seen in the dorsal aspect of the third or fourth metacarpal phalangeal joints. It's otherwise known as a fight bite. As far as the pathophysiology of human bites, the mechanism is most often the result of direct clenched fist trauma from a tooth after punching another individual in the mouth. It can also result from a direct bite, for example, a child biting another child. As far as the pathoanatomy, the tooth penetrates the capsule of the MCP joint. Flora or bacteria from the mouth enter the joint, and the bacteria becomes trapped within the joint as the fist is released from a clenched position. Bacteria is now caught under the extensor tendon and/or capsule. As far as the microbiology of human bites, it is typically polymicrobial. The most common organisms involved include alpha hemolytic streptococcus, or Streptococcus viridans, and Staphylococcus aureus. Other organisms include Eikenella corrodens in 7 to 29% of cases and other gram-negative organisms. Associated conditions include extensor tendon lacerations, which can be missed due to proximal tendon retraction. As far as the presentation of human bites, patients may give a history of a direct clenched fist trauma to another individual's mouth. It is often overlooked, and so you must have a high index of suspicion, as patients are often unwilling to reveal the history. You will consider the injury a quote-unquote fight bite until proven otherwise. Patients may possibly delay in presentation until the symptoms become intolerable. As far as symptoms, patients will have progressive development of pain, swelling, erythema, and drainage over the wound. Physical exam may reveal a fight bite, which is a small wound over the dorsal aspect of the MCP joint. The wound is often transverse and irregular. Typically, it's over the third and/or fourth MCP joint, but can involve any digit. You may see erythema, warmth, and/or edema overlying the wound and the joint, and plus or minus purulent drainage. Remember, you must assess for integrity of the extensor tendon function. Patients may possibly have pain with passive range of motion of the MCP joint. Typically, there is no involvement of the volar/flexor surface of the digit. And finally, neurovascular status is typically preserved. As far as imaging, radiographs are indicated to assess for a foreign body, for example, a tooth fragment, and for fracture. As far as other studies, cultures are not routinely obtained in the emergency department due to contamination. A deep culture is obtained in the operating room for aerobic and anaerobic cultures. Treatment of human bites is typically operative and involves irrigation and debridement as well as IV antibiotics. This is indicated for fight bites or when joints or tendon sheaths are involved. As far as antibiotics, IV antibiotics should be directed at staph, strep, and gram-negative organisms. A common antibiotic used is ampicillin/sulbactam, otherwise known as Unicin. PO antibiotics should be given upon discharge for 5 to 7 days, and this is typically in the form of amoxicillin/clavulanic acid, otherwise known as Augmentin. Debridement should involve debridement of the wound and joint capsule. The wound should be left open for drainage, and you should obtain a gram stain and culture. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. A 42-year-old intoxicated man presents with hand pain and redness after being involved in a fight. On physical exam, there is a puncture wound with minimal drainage. He undergoes incisional irrigation and debridement and is started on intravenous antibiotics. Had a culture been performed, what would have been the most common organism or organisms isolated? And the choices are 1. Corynebacterium diphtheria, 2. Eikenella corrodens, 3. Moraxella catarrhalis, 4. Pasteurella multiseta, and 5. Polymicrobial. The correct answer to this question is 5. Polymicrobial. So this patient has sustained a human fight bite and is presenting with signs of infection. If cultured, the most common isolate is often polymicrobial. To quickly review, severe hand infections after human bites are not uncommon. Over 600 bacterial species have been identified in human saliva. Bacteria typically isolated from infected hand wounds from human bites are frequently polymicrobial, with 4 isolates per culture, typically. Other common bacteria include Streptococcus viridans, Staphylococcus aureus, Eikenella corrodens, and anaerobes. Shoji et al. Reviewed the literature regarding the treatment outcomes of fight bite injuries. They reported that the human mouth contains as many as 50 species of bacteria, with the most common isolates being polymicrobial, Staphylococcus aureus, Streptococcus species, Corynebacterium species, and Eikenella corrodens. As such, they recommended broad-spectrum antibiotics and combination therapies, such as cephalosporins or a combination of gentamicin and a penicillinase-resistant penicillin for coverage. Shuring et al. Performed a prospective study outlining the management of clenched fist fight bite injuries. They reported that 100% of patients with such injuries had surgical exploration with further debridements as necessary in a 4-year period, while all patients with metacarpophalangeal or MCP joint injury had satisfactory or good outcomes. 42% of patients with proximal interphalangeal or PIP joint injuries had poor results. They recommended a tendon-splitting approach to the MCP joint for excellent exposure during irrigation and debridement of MCP injuries. For fight bites to the PIP joint, a more intense approach with serial debridements and a protracted period of antibiotics should be considered, as these have a high likelihood of a poor outcome. To quickly go over the incorrect answers 1, 3, and 4, that is Corynebacterium diphtheria, Eikenella corrodens, and Pastorella multocida are incorrect, as these bacteria are more commonly seen in dog and cat bites. Answer 2, Eikenella corrodens, is incorrect, as although Eikenella corrodens is isolated in about a third of cases in several studies, polymicrobial isolates are more typical. That's all for this review about human bites. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.